This is Dr. Sabir Singh, addendum note of patient Clara Prado. Date of birth is 4/14/1958. Patient son called me day after the procedure, day after the colonoscopy procedure. That patient has been having flu-like symptoms, sneezing, and having body ache. So the patient son called us through the answer service. So I called the patient back at the phone number 321-609-1025 and talked to the patient's son after identification of the patient's name. I asked him about symptoms. The patient's having abdominal pain. He denies the patient's body having abdominal pain. I asked if the patient is tolerating the food and moving the bowels. He said, yes, he's tolerating the food and moving the bowels. There are no blood in the stools. But most, more or less, her symptoms are sneezing and body aches. She's sneezing and body aches. She feel like she may have fever, but when they check the temperature, she didn't have fever. She at this time resting. So my recommendation at this time would be, I told the patient since she had a colonoscopy done with a very small biopsy, 2 to 3 millimeter biopsy done, no, it was cold biopsy, no heart polypectomy or heart cautery was done, so her symptom less likely due to the colonoscopy procedure. Could the patient have gotten some allergies or flu? That was a possibility. So I told him that since the sneezing having and body aches happening, then he can bring her to the nearest ER for evaluation. And then if she's having like cough or fever, then she could be evaluated for the bronchopulmonary disease, illness with the chest X-ray, some antibiotics. She can go ahead and take some anti-allergy or the counter-allergy medication with Tylenol. If the patient starts having abdominal pain or blood in the stools or nausea, vomiting, then in that case, for sure, he needs to bring her to the ER for further evaluation and also bring it to the primary care notice for her upper respiratory tract infections / allergies. Patient's son basically understands well and agrees with the plan. An notation, please send a call to patient primary care provider and a copy to Dr. Palamsari. The day of the phone call was April 1st, 2024, and I responded to the patient back on April 1st. The answer service sent me the call at 12:51, and I responded to the patient back at 12:52. Discuss and agree to detail with the evaluate the patient over the phone and discuss with the patient's son my assessment and plan, and he seems understandable and agree the plan. And rotation, please send a call to the patient primary care provider and call Dr. Sri Padam Sari. Thanks.